Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Baker addressed concerns over the pace of the vaccine rollout here in the Commonwealth earlier this afternoon. Baker says that increasing the speed of the rollout will rely at least partially on more doses becoming available in Massachusetts.
We're setting up the capacity to administer far more doses than we are currently receiving or projecting to receive from the feds. What this means is if we continue to get the same number of doses we're getting now, we may end up with some empty sites and some empty seats and empty appointments at some of our sites.
Now, before the break, we spoke with Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. He addressed the federal level of this. You also heard us talk for a moment with Kerry Goldberg, who we will check back in with about the state of rollout in the Commonwealth in a few minutes. But right now, we have Senior State House reporter Steve Brown joining us to give us a little more on Governor Baker's press conference just a couple of hours ago. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So, Steve, what is the biggest headline? I know the governor said a lot today.
Yeah, definitely starting Monday, people over the age of 75 can begin getting vaccinations. Also, the state is moving up in the queue anyone over the age of 65. They'll be in part two of phase two. They had been lowered down in eligibility, but the state is now moving them up, reflecting the recommendations by the CDC and the Biden administration. Also, they plan to have 103 vaccination sites online by the end of this week, and that'll go up to 160 sites by the middle of February.
So, Steve, the governor talked about how many people the state has the capacity or will build the capacity to vaccinate. He also noted that's different from the number of actual doses given to individual people. Can you talk about that for us? It's not the same thing, capacity and what we've done, right?
That's correct. The governor has said all along that the wild card in this whole process is how much vaccine the state gets from the feds. He's expressed frustration that they don't know how much vaccine they'll get until a week before they get it, making it kind of hard to plan ahead. So while they can plan to have many vaccination sites around the state, if they don't have the vaccine available to give out, it becomes a moot point and everyone just gets frustrated and mad.
Okay, but there are still some doses in the Commonwealth that haven't been distributed, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. There are some doses that haven't been distributed. The state's trying to get a better handle on it. They're realizing that some sectors in phase one were given a certain allotment of vaccine, but that the demand in those particular segments wasn't as great as first anticipated for various reasons. So that vaccine was distributed has been sort of in a state of limbo, ready to go into the arms of eligible recipients, but there haven't been enough eligible recipients to get them. To date, most of the vaccine has gone out to hospital healthcare systems. This week, the state decided not to ship out any more vaccine to those facilities, telling them instead to use up what they have on hand.
And once it goes to a system that's going to distribute it, whether it's a hospital, Steve, or it's a CVS, let's say, or a Walmart, does the state really turn it all over to that entity then? Who makes sure the doses actually get in arms?
Yeah, the Baker administration says it is constantly monitoring the scheduled clinics, and they have told providers that they need to utilize what they have on hand, and if they don't, the state will step in to redistribute those vaccines to other providers.
All right, I want to play a little sound for you. We heard a lot of talk in the press conference today about equity and how the slower rollout is at least partially due to targeting vulnerable populations. That's what the governor says. But there has been pushback over the location of vaccine sites. You may want to tell us a little more about this sound, and then you can have us play it. Go ahead.
Sure. There's been plenty of criticism that the vaccination sites to date have not been targeting Black, Brown, and Latino communities, which have been disproportionately hit hard by COVID. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters today spoke to that, saying that the state's priority is to ensure that the lens of equity is reflected in the allocation and distribution.
Going forward, it is our expectation that retail pharmacy locations must prioritize Chelsea, Revere, Mattapan, Dorchester, Roxbury, and municipalities outside of Boston with communities disproportionately impacted by COVID.
And in addition to those pharmacies, the state is opening up a mass vaccination site at the Reggie Lewis Center in Roxbury.
So, Steve, I think you heard Dr. Fauci before the break. He was really quite complimentary towards the end there about Governor Baker and the way he has handled things here in the Commonwealth. But the governor has undergone a lot of criticism in the last week, especially for who is getting a vaccine when, how fast we're doing it, et cetera. Was today's press conference essentially the governor's response to those criticisms?
Yeah, it was. Over the weekend, stats came out showing that per capita, Massachusetts hasn't been doing as well as other states in getting the vaccine into the arms of citizens. Baker and Sutters say that Massachusetts prioritized employees and other groups who have been historically marginalized that other states didn't prioritize. It's not so much how many doses have been given out, but who has received it. Healthcare workers, health aides, personal care attendants, homeless people. The governor said those populations were not only vulnerable, they're also hard to reach.
And Steve, just briefly, any big unanswered questions right now?
Yeah, I guess it's how soon the new administration in Washington can get their sea legs on this and begin working in tandem with the states, making sure that they get the amount of vaccine that they need.
All right. That is WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So let's turn back now to WBUR Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg. Carrie, thank you so much for sticking with us from the beginning of the show. Carrie?
Yes, I'm with you.
Great. We lost you there for a second, but we had you when we really needed you at the beginning of the show. So now you heard us talk to Dr. Fauci. You heard Steve's debrief of the press conference just now. Let me just start by getting your reactions on all of it.
Well, I think my biggest reaction is that we're entering a whole new phase of vaccination in which the biggest constraint is going to be supply from the federal government. So we, you know, up until now, we were in kind of first gear and we were getting the people who were absolutely the most vulnerable or most necessary, like the people who keep the healthcare system running. Now we're in this great big scale up to what is really an attempt at mass vaccination. And the most critical factor becomes, as we've been hearing, the supply of vaccine that we can get from the federal government. So I think what stuck with me most from Dr. Fauci was he was a little bit mushy about, like, well, you know, the vaccine will be coming February, March, April. There will be more. President Biden is asking for more than $40 billion that will all go towards fighting the coronavirus. But it left me feeling like, you know, there are quite a few unknowns going into this late winter, early spring about when all the vaccinations will actually happen.
Yeah, so it feels, Carrie, like in the last 48 hours or so, vaccine supply has really entered our conscious as the key thing to be worried about. If we roll back the clock 72 hours and further back from there, there was tremendous pressure on the governor about the fact that the Commonwealth rated, for example, 29th across states in terms of per capita vaccinations. And he had been arguing that there was this deliberate phased plan he had, and that over time we'd be glad for that, even if it meant we were slow at the beginning. Is that why we've been slow, or were there capacity issues that also put us behind?
Well, you're exactly right. He's presenting this interesting explanation because many of us were kind of mystified. Like, we're so good at medical things. We're not dumb about logistics. Why would we not be at the front of the pack? And the explanation that we're now getting is, well, we targeted these very vulnerable populations. And I felt like the subtext today from Governor Baker and from Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters was that the state was doing all it could, but some of the institutions that got the supplies of the vaccines didn't dole them out quickly enough. Or actually, the thing that struck me most was that in long-term care, in nursing homes, these state officials said about 80% or more of the residents are getting the vaccines, but only about 50% of the staff. So it sounds like they're running into some vaccine hesitancy that ends up meaning that the vaccine supplies that go to some institutions don't actually get used. They don't get administered. So that's what we're hearing now, is this explanation that the strategy that they chose on a sort of ethical basis has led to delays, which kind of puts a different face on what many of us were wondering might just be inefficient handling of the vaccines.
All right, so then that raises a question, because we now know from the governor that people over 75 will be able to begin registering for vaccines on Wednesday, and on February 1st will be able to start getting them. Close on their heels will be residents age 65 and older. That's a lot of people. Are we going to be able to keep up with that, or are we going to get further behind when more people are eligible for vaccination?
Well, I think the point isn't so much do we get behind or not. The point is just ramping it up as quickly as possible. And I think for all of us, just knowing that you might make an appointment on Wednesday or afterwards and get the appointment, but then if there's no vaccine to be had when it comes time for your appointment, you might get bumped. And so I think it's good to just set expectations that way.
All right. And tell us a little more, Carrie, about vaccination sites.
So there are just going to be dozens and dozens of them. They will be in pharmacies. They will be in stadiums. They will be in supermarkets. They will be in community health centers. They will be in all different places. And the key will be for people, when they're eligible, to go to the central state registration system, find a vaccine site near you, and sign up for that specific site.
And how did the governor today, or how are we addressing the questions that we've been hearing, Carrie? We had folks from La Colaborativa and Chelsea on the air last week about concerns that while there are vaccination sites being stood up, they're not easily accessible to those people of color and essential workers who might be most vulnerable to the pandemic.
Right. And what we're hearing from state officials is that they really are prioritizing equity. They're putting an extra 20% of sort of vaccine access into communities where there's been a particularly high level of coronavirus cases. And so clearly, government officials are trying to address this. And I think also, you know, the fact that you can sign up online and find a local vaccine site also is meant to address the problem of people needing to have convenience when they get their vaccines.
And yet still carry some criticism that there's not a centralized registration site here in the Commonwealth like there are in some other states.
Yes, and actually Governor Baker got a bit snippy about that today when he spoke. He said pretty much like, look, how streamlined do you want this to get? Like, you go to the state website, mass.gov COVID-19 vaccine, you look at a map, you find a vaccination site near you, you click on it, and you get an appointment. So even though it's not one central registration site, it is all in one place once you choose your local vaccination. Here's what he sounded like today.
You can go on the website, determine if you're eligible, on the site, find a location that's providing vaccinations that's convenient to you, click on it, make an appointment.
No plans to streamline that, though.
How much more streamlined would you like it to be than that? That's pretty, look, I think that's, for most people, being able to determine if you are eligible, where the site closest to you might be, and how you can make an appointment on that site, all at the same time, should be, for most folks, a pretty easy way to make that happen.
Now, Tiziana, you can hear he's getting a little defensive there, but it really does sound easy. It's just that I think, to me, it's one more example of how each state is having to reinvent the wheel on so many things connected to the pandemic. And I think we can just hope that some of that could change now with the Biden administration and its plans to funnel tens of billions of dollars into fighting COVID-19.
So, Carrie, we've talked about a lot in a short period of time here, taken in a lot of information. What are kind of your biggest takeaways from the governor today?
Well, I think the overarching feeling that I got is that we're getting into second gear with our vaccinations as of next week. You know, where first gear was kind of making sure the medical system kept running, long-term care places that got hit hardest were more protected. Now we're heading into the really mass phase with all of our 75-year-olds and above and 65-year-olds and above getting their shots. This is a truly massive scale-up where we really see the sort of historic level of vaccination and multiple sites that can handle thousands of people a day, pharmacies, supermarkets, vaccinations everywhere. So now we're heading into the really big time as of next week.
And what are you going to watch most closely going into that really big time, Carrie?
I'm most watching two main things. The vaccine hesitancy that Dr. Fauci spoke about earlier. I mean, the fact that 50%, only 50% of nursing home staffs are getting their vaccines is stunning to me when you consider how many deaths there have been in nursing homes. So there's a lot of staff members who have seen people die around them and yet are deciding not to get the vaccine. That, to me, bespeaks a level of misinformation or disinformation that is going to take a lot of effort to counter. And then, of course, the other main thing to watch is the vaccine supply. When Dr. Fauci spoke, I most wondered, okay, we're bringing in the Defense Production Act. How much of a difference will that make to our supplies of vaccines? So those are the two biggest questions for me in the weeks to come.
All right. That is WBUR Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg with lots of help and information for us today. Carrie, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tiziana.